The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You lie to your kids?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Forever?
What do you mean?
I will do what I think is in the best interest of our children. They get to a certain age where I lie less or not at all. But growing up, damn right. The biggest lie you give. Are any kids listening?
Possibly.
So did you lie to your kids? Oh, yeah. Like everyone that's ever been a parent. And it starts with huh?
That's a white lie, though.
That's a white Christmas lie. I didn't make the distinction between white lies.
It's more of a fib than it is a lie.
You eventually tell them that there is no right?
Oh, come on. Oh. You danced around it, Chewy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Typically, it's a football Friday. No, not today. We don't have Badgers on Saturday. We don't have Packers on Sunday. No, it is a Racine Danish Kringle Friday. Great idea for a holiday gift. You can set the taste at home with traditional flavors like almond, pecan, and raspberry. Go to Kringle.com or 800-4-DANISH. You guys going to eat any of this, or is it just me? Because there's like literally four boxes, and there's two in each. I can't eat it all, guys.
No, I'm going to take... Can I take one of the boxes? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I like the
what's
cherry.
What's your version of sharing is taking?
That's correct. That's true. The cherry and something.
There's like a traditional one here. I've taken the pistachio one. Started eating that. There's almond and Santa's cranberry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why is it Santa's cranberry? I don't know.
Santa's cranberry. Interesting. Yeah. What if it was like Mrs. Claus's cranberry? Would be the difference.
Ashley, you'd like the chocolate one.
Yeah. Mary Berry and chocolate silk.
Ooh.
Yeah, the chocolate silk sounds.
Santa Claus gingerbread and cherry.
That's the one I'm taking / sharing.
Never mind. I don't want to try that one.
Okay.
Homer, if you were running the show in Detroit, would you fire Dan Campbell?
No, I'd let him go to college.
You can him.
No.
But he would say, hey, go take another job so I don't have to fire you.
So you know it's not going to work.
That's what I would do, yeah. And I don't know. I mean, the question is whether Oklahoma would hire him, but I think he's a good – they might not, but I think he's a good college coach, and that's what he should be doing. And, yeah, that's how I would approach it.
Who do you think the most trustworthy? I asked this question to Craig. Who's the most trustworthy team in the NFL? That's different to me than who the best team is. It's just when you look up and down, and we hit crunch time, like we pretty much are. We're in December. Playoff pushes on. Like, what team do you trust the most?
New England.
It's a good answer.
If Arizona was healthy, it would be Arizona.
Even though they have a rookie quarterback, you still trust New England.
Why not the Packers? See, I'm just so concerned I'm concerned about peaking, because you do peak in a season. And would you say the Packers are peaking?
But this would be the right time to peak, would it not? You start building up.
Little early.
The offense certainly hasn't peaked yet.
Yes.
I think they're starting to build in that. I don't think they've reached their top, certainly. We have not seen the best football out of the Green Bay Packers at this point. We have not.
Are we going to, though? I mean, I talk about the number two receiver. They have no tight end. I mean, Devontae still tears it up week and week. They have two great backs. Offensive line is playing well.
But the last 2 weeks...
Can they peak, though? Because in order for them to peak, you got to get really good production from 2 and 3.
Yeah, but I think you can kind of rotate. It's not a consistent 2. For example, against Minnesota, they score 34 points and... Was it or 31 points, whatever it was. Whatever they ended up losing. They lost by 3. They scored over 30 points. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Davante Adams both go over 100. Last week, it was Randall Cobb who had 95 yards in the first half before he had to leave with the groin injury. So yeah, he has 4 for 95. Maybe next week against the Chicago Bears, it's Alan Lazard who has 6 catches for 92 yards.
MVS and Randall Cobb as the 2 and 3 and Lazard as 4 is fine.
Yeah. I think because they'll kind of rotate in terms of...
That's the part that...
Yeah, because between those three, I think they'll kind of rotate through who ends up having a big game.
But with New England, isn't there a fear of like, all right, they've won six in a row?
They have won six in a row.
I mean, that's peaking. That's going here. Eventually, you got to come here. Like I go to Kansas City, and I think Kansas City, at the end of the day, is going to be the team representing out of the AFC. You can definitely see them on an uptick, right?
Yes. But so much of the season has been, what the hell is going on? It would appear to me that they're, like I view the Packers, it would appear their defense is back on track or doing things well. And if that's the case, then they can win it all. Oh, because you have a faith in that offense when they have people healthy that they can do it.
Why is the offense struggling?
Gabe?
For the Packers?
Yeah.
Oh, for the I think people have been hurt and stuff. And
yeah. But they've been hurt. Aaron Rodgers missed some time. Like it's a different excuse literally every week. But now that Aaron Rodgers, like I think they're starting to get into a rhythm. They've scored 30-plus points back-to-back games. First time that has happened all season.
Yep.
Did that in the last two games heading into the bye. And honestly, I think this schedule for the Packers the rest of the way is perfect to start building up that confidence. Because there is only one game that you're maybe afraid of.
Baltimore.
But they're going to be favored in the other four games the rest of the week.
Yes. Yeah. Mine is just, are people going to figure this defense out?
Why? What about the defense have you just refused to buy into all season long?
I look at the last 2 weeks against pretty good offenses. Obviously, Stafford didn't play great, but they still put up points. Minnesota. You know,
I mean, Justin Jefferson's
okay,
really good.
Offense, okay.
Justin Jefferson's
really
good.
And they put up
good.
Points.
I'm counting on Jair to be able to play at some point.
At some point?
That's a huge part.
You
of,
think so?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
I don't, just from a contract. I know how agents get in ears. All and, right. like, you really want to run that risk? You're going to make over $100 million.
But the thing is, like, the Packers aren't going to
play.
Well,
why aren't we hearing anything?
Because I think they don't know anything. Like, they're hoping it continues to progress the way that it is. But the one thing, if Jair plays, like, there's no way Pat McKenzie's going to go, yeah, you're fine, and put him out there if there's, like, a risk to, like, set back some sort of contract thing. Like, that's just not the way Pat McKenzie rolls. You know that. You've been around
Pat McKenzie.
No,
but Jair's the type of play now it falls on the player. Jair has the clout now as a top three player on this team to say, Pat cleared me. I don't feel right. Now, I don't know if he'd do that.
Yeah.
But certainly agents get in ears and they're like, dude, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to?
That's certainly possible. I would also say they're creating turnovers. You watch them play. They have people that look good on the defensive line. They have people
Kenny
that
Clark
look good
as. Kenny
Clark
is playing the best football I've ever seen.
Right. And linebackers, and they have people in the defensive backfield that are making plays.
No, they definitely look better. They seem to be playing better, and I think the biggest thing is their assignment
this
ready.
This is the strongest up the middle the Packers have been literally since 2010. And that 2010 team had B.J. Raji in the middle, they had Desmond Bishop at inside linebacker, they had Nick Collins at safety.
Yeah.
And this year, with the way that Kenny Clark is playing, Devondre Campbell is playing, and the combination of Darnell Savage and Adrian Amos, this is as strong up the middle as this team has been, and I think that's a big difference in this defense.
Does it matter if they play the NFC Championship at home, homie?
Yes, of course it's going to help. The fact they didn't do it last time doesn't change the reality of the situation. You want to do it every year. It makes that loss painful, but who would say I'd rather be on the road?
I think it's important just in the fact that you get the bye. I think that's important because even though right now the Packers would be lined up to play the Washington football team as the 7 seed, which you feel good about, but at the same time, like, they just beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by 10 points. Because of the weirdness that the NFL is, if I can avoid playing a game but potentially being upset, I want to avoid playing that game.
All right, so I'll give you three teams. You got to play two.
Okay.
You tell me what two you want to play.
Okay.
Dallas, Rams, or Arizona? You got to play two.
Well, I want to play the Rams for sure.
I want to play the Rams and
Cowboys.
I
don't know.
And if Arizona's healthy, I want to play Dallas.
Yeah, even though Dallas played better last night, like, I think people have figured, you want to talk about figuring out that defense. Turns out you just run a double route on Diggs, and he's not going to intercept the ball.
No, I know, but Dallas's defense, when they can be very good. I think they can almost be better than Arizona's defense.
It's not like you're asking us to pick Detroit. No. We know the team's going to have some.
But you think Arizona's the team. I don't think Arizona's the team.
Are you too close to the situation to think that the Cowboys defense is better than the Packers defense?
I like Dan Quinn.
I understand you like
Dan
Quinn.
Dan Quinn as a coach.
Yeah, but I mean, if the defense actually still isn't that good, like he's been able to disguise some things at times, but they also, you know, gave up 30 points to the Denver Broncos.
No, I know.
They gave up 36 on Thanksgiving to the Raiders.
I know, but it's all about peaking. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I always go back, Homer.
They
I go back
earlier this
I
season.
Go back to Tampa Bay last year. Tampa Bay at this time last year was like, this is a dream team. Right? And then all of a sudden they start playing in the playoffs, and they didn't play against Washington very well. And all of a sudden they're clicking and they're moving and they're a very good team.
Yeah, but you're not remembering. Everybody knew how great their defense was, and that's why Brady
went there. I don't think they were great at this time of the year, though.
Well, no, but they still had the players to do it. Those are the teams, just like your team that won the title. We all knew you were going to win. You lost two games in a row, and against the Rams in the first half, you're thinking, what?
Yes.
But there was never that the ability was there and had been shown. The ability that Tampa Bay had shown in defense, especially the line, no one was surprised by what they did. They knew they were that good. It was always, what could the offense do? And Brady solved that problem.
Can the Cowboys peak twice? Because I think they peaked earlier this year. Can you peak twice in a season?
Yes, if you're really good. I don't think they're that good.
For example,
you don't think they're that good?
No, I think they have peaked. And
really,
I'm hoping the Packers. I said they're going to play Dallas in the NFC Championship game. I hope they do.
Well, I forgot to throw Tampa in there.
Tampa always scares me.
Tampa so you wouldn't want to play Tampa or Arizona?
Yes,
I would play the Cowboys and Rams. Those are certainly the first two on my list, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Because I know what happened. I mean, they just pasted the Rams. Ended up being a single score. It wasn't that close.
No, it really wasn't. I mean, you have to say you were surprised by the Rams' defense.
You thought
the Rams' defense was better than that. I thought, Von Miller, I'm like, why did you trade for him? He looked stiff, right?
I would agree. I was disappointed in what
I mean, I thought Von Miller going there, I'm like, oh, boy.
They did nothing in the game where you said, all right, they're going to have to regroup and solve this problem. There was never a point in that game where you felt the Packers had to adjust at all to any problem.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe they would have to figure something else out after they, you know, the Rams decided to wisen up and actually put Jalen Ramsey on Davante Adams. Why that wasn't the plan from the start, who knows?
Yeah.
But I have no
and
doubt.
They did, to the Rams' credit, they did stop the Packers' offense. The savior of the pick six was the Packer offense did nothing after their first drive in the second half. And they still won the game because the defense came through.
Stop moping around about the weather. If you're like me, maybe you woke up this morning, felt that kind of wintry mix coming down. Yeah, it's a little depressing. But it's time to think about happy thoughts. So let's think about Summerfest. Sure, the big gig is still months away, but Summerfest is having their biggest sale ever on U.S. Cellular Power Passes. It's already the best pricing of the season, but right now we're offering something even better. A pair of U.S. Cellular Power Passes for free. That's right, access to all 9 days of Summerfest. I don't know who's playing Summerfest yet. But it doesn't really matter. You'd be going for 9 days in a row. Like, you know they're going to be good players. It's Summerfest. You know good people are going to be playing Summerfest because that's what they do. If you are caller number 8, caller 8 right now, 800-990-3776, a pair of U.S. Cellular Power Passes are yours. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for official details and contest rules.
Ben Chewy.
Yeah.
When teams are doing their background checks on Jalen Jackson.
Johnson.
They're going to do there's enough out there to do a background check.
You got this, big guy. You got it.
I'm out of here. See ya. Bye. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
He thought he nailed it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
When you watch this 1-2 punch in the running game for Green Bay, along with the passing game, along with the improvements on defense, they're going to be tough to deal with, man, in January. They just are. And remember, I know Tampa went up to Green Bay and beat them last year, but it was because their defense played very, very well. Tom tried to turn that game over to the Green Bay Packers last year.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to, and Green Bay wasn't able to take advantage of it. I think that same scenario plays out this year. It's going to be a much different outcome.
I hear you talk to the other girl.
Chris Riddick on Getting Up talking about how a Buccaneers-Packers rematch, if that ends up being the NFC Championship game, would go differently this year. And that's the thing. So we were just talking about what team do you trust the most in the NFL. And, you know, right away, Homer said New England. Chewy brought up a couple different teams in the NFC. We didn't say the Packers, but I've got a list of sound here of people lining up saying that they trust the Packers more, especially than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like Jen's pal, Diana Rossini, and Damian Woody on Get Up, both saying that they trust the Packers more than the Buccaneers.
I know Lewis ripped through the whole, pretty much every reason I have as well, but that defense, that's the difference.
D. Wood, how about you?
I hate to pick against Tom, but gotta go Green Bay.
Wow.
Gotta go Green Bay. And main point, the defense. The defense is that much better than 2020.
So what defense is better, Tampa or Green Bay?
Right now, Green Bay.
Years ago, you'd go into Green Bay and you knew that you could take advantage of their defense. Now, these guys are physical. Talking to the Rams players after the game, they all share like, that.
Are you disputing that?
Different type of
are you disputing that?
Joe Barry's doing a good job.
So Bart Scott, obviously, the dissenting opinion
in there.
I'm with
Bart Scott. There's no way I wouldn't take I think Tampa Bay's defense is better.
I think it comes down to who comes back. Who's injured, who comes back? Because Tampa Bay starting to get their corners back where it's, you know, that's been their problem. It's Green Bay. Do they get back Jair? Do they get back Za'Darius?
For what it's worth, Za'Darius Smith posted on his Instagram late last night, it's about that time, with an emoji of him like smiling, and it's a picture of him and Jair Alexander. Read into that what you will. I'm just saying, for what it's worth. That was posted last night.
Yeah, we know how we're supposed to read into it. We're all reading into it. That means they're going to come back and play.
Super Bowl.
And why aren't we hearing it from...
Well, because the Packers get all secret squirrel about injuries. Like, the floor never wants to talk about injuries.
Well, this alone is pretty big.
Oh, yes, 100%. I doubt we would have known about Za'Darius Smith being back in Green Bay had he not put it out on social media that he came back to Green Bay. Then people asked about it.
I now believe they're both going to play.
If this came from Jair, I'd feel a lot more confident. Well, I just don't buy it.
No, I believe they're both going to play.
I hope they both end up playing. Mm. I mean, I think of both... it would be a huge boost to the defense, especially given the injuries that they have at outside linebacker, even though Rashawn Gary showed last week he could play through the elbow injury that he has. But just to have depth at that position, once again, is nice. It's nice to have three guys who can rush the passer with the Smiths and Gary. And then, I mean, if you put Jair in there with the way that Stokes is playing, with the way Rasul Douglas is playing, even Chandon Sullivan I've been impressed with out of the slot, like you have that many corners that you can trust, plus the way the safeties are playing, that defense is humming.
If Za'Darius doesn't play now, it's because they don't want him to play. Because they know that's the only option. He's trying to sell to the world, specifically them, how badly he wants to play. Because that alone says they're playing. What else does it mean?
Well, when you're winning, everyone wants to play. Even if you can't play, you know? I mean, if they've lost two more games, I guarantee you don't hear from Za'Darius. Right?
I am incapable of trying to interpret what he's
I mean, my read on Za'Darius is he's a little bit about the cash, okay. Right?
There are a lot of guys like that.
No, I know, and I play with a lot of guys like that.
And he's pretty much about winning, and now he wants to be back with his team because they're good. And what's wrong with that?
I don't trust it.
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine. I mean, because he's been their most productive. Like, if that's true now, it's been true the last two seasons, and he's been their best pass rusher the last two seasons. So just because we know a little bit more about it now, if he ends up on that field, he's shown me that's a guy who's motivated when he steps in between the lines. And I don't have any worries about that because, again, he has been their best pass rusher the last 2 years.
So what would the line be? Let's say they get Za'Darius and Jair, and Tampa Bay gets their guys back. Mm-hmm. What's the line if they played on Sunday?
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Where's the game?
Let's say it's at Tampa Bay.
The Packers by 17, 18.
Okay, hit it, Ashy.
Which one?
The Toad?
There's a million I wanted to hit there.
Homer, what's the line?
Hey,
in Tampa Bay this Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday.
Pick them.
What about if it's in Green Bay?
What?
What if it's in Green Bay?
Packers by 4.
Yeah!
Ribbit.
I wouldn't say 4. I'd say
you say
3.
Five and
oh,
a half?
That's a huge difference. Oh, man.
There's a Toad now. I mean, geez.
Ribbit.
I'd say three. So you think it's a pretty even matchup then?
I look at their offense against Green Bay's offense. I think the running back position for Green Bay is
better.
Better. Obviously, the tight end position for Tampa Bay is
better.
Much better. I push offensively.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady, and I think that makes a huge difference. You've said that multiple times this week. When you look at Aaron Rodgers,
what about the receivers?
I mean, Devontae's the best out of the bunch.
Yes.
There's
a gap.
Yeah, and then it falls off, obviously, and becomes an advantage.
Push?
Sure.
I think it's a pick 'em either way.
Even without Antonio Brown.
He doesn't disappoint.
That's right.
He really doesn't.
Well, he's
vaccinated, correct?
Well, now he is.
But they still cheated and lied.
Yes.
And they lied to the team and the league, which Aaron Rodgers was smart enough to know you don't do.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, because I saw plenty of that last night of people, well, how come Aaron Rodgers didn't get suspended? Because the league knew everything, and behind closed doors, Aaron Rodgers was following the unvaccinated protocols, and then it was just when he stepped to the podium, he would take the mask off, so we had no idea that he was indeed unvaccinated. So there's a big difference between that and then submitting a false card to the NFL.
Yeah, he's an idiot. We all know he's an idiot, right? I mean, are you shocked that he did this?
Well, no, not at all. And my favorite part is his lawyer is like, well, he is vaccinated, but we didn't want to go through the process of appealing and fighting this because that would have just been too tedious. He's missing a couple of games because he's injured anyway. We'll just accept the penalty and have him sit out without it accepting any wrongdoing. Clearly, dude, like they got you. They got you in dead to rights that you submitted a fake vaccination card.
Oh, nice.
I actually would have thought if I did that, but then I got vaccinated, I would have thought you'd be very soft on me.
Well, he got ratted out by his
shot. Doesn't matter. Right? Whatever, you get ratted out. So you've changed. So I would have thought there would have been a fine, but not missing games.
I kind of feel like three games is kind of soft.
Oh, okay.
For a fake vaccination card?
Yeah.
That's probably right on.
You think so?
Well, if they made such a big deal out of,
but then he
out
got
of Aaron's deal, and then Aaron's looking at a fake vaccination card is just a blip on the radar, really.
Yeah.
Just a knuckle. I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot of knuckleheads that play football.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh.
Anything else?
Do you have any names?
Well,
you want to?
I mean, how many times have I told Jervy and LaShawn Johnson
get rid of
trying
the tiger?
To get a lion through
the post office. The real Tiger King.
Look at to the willingness to wish to play a game in which you basically just get the crap beat out of yourself. There's a reason to wonder where it all starts with there. You know, does anybody ever get to the top floor if that's what you're choosing to do unless you're maybe a quarterback or something?
There's a level of being different.
Did I ever tell you about New Year's Eve?
We'll probably want to hear it again if you did.
Okay, so I want to hear about New Year's Eve. I really do. Hold on that thought. All right, I am writing down New Year's Eve right now.
But we got Aaron Jones next, yeah, so it's going to have to wait.
Yes.
No, he's...
Yes, absolutely. But the New Year's Eve one is, like, pretty good.
So I want to hear the New Year's Eve story after we talk with Aaron Jones. But Aaron Jones coming on to talk to us about the 10 Days of Hope with Aaron Jones, presented by Aaron's. It starts next week with the Start Children Cancers Foundation. So we're really looking forward to that starting next week. We're going to talk about it with Aaron Jones, Packers running back, joining us next.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's amazing after 3 months of not drinking and having your first drink, how you have to relearn, like, just how to swallow things. I've already choked on my coffee.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's coming up, but you got a story to share, Chew.
I do. This is one I'll never forget because it just came out of left field. So 1994, we beat the Detroit Lions
Oh, in the playoffs, New Year's
in the
Eve.
Playoffs, December 31st.
Catch is that? Was
that no, this was they held Barry Sanders to
oh, that's right.
Negative
that
1 yard
year
rushing.
Before.
Yes,
negative
Sterling was the year yeah. before. So this was like the first playoff game the Packers had hosted in God knows how long. Yeah.
So we play Dallas the next Sunday in the divisional playoff games. So I don't remember who went out. We went out. I'm sure me, Brett, and Frank and a bunch of guys got together celebrating and stuff like that. So we show up to the team meeting the next day. And we think everything's going to be joyous and happy. And Holmgren might yell a little bit because that's just what he does. But the general tone would be, hey, great win, blah, blah, blah. Great. So we're probably all a little hungover sitting in the team meeting room, and it's typically me, Brett, and Frank. Everyone has the seat they use all year. So we walk in, here comes Holmgren, and he does not look happy. And we're like, oh, boy, he's going to start with this stuff already? So the first thing he says, he gets to the podium, and he's like, and there were a couple swears in there. He goes, before I talk about the Cowboys, I want to talk about the flipping Cowboys on this team. And we're like, he has lost it. Where is he going with this? What the heck is he talking about? And he wouldn't, these Cowboys? Yeah, I'm looking at you, you bunch of Cowboys. Well, it turns out, unbeknownst to us, that a handful of guys got together, AT, Aaron Taylor, over George Teague's house, and they thought it was a good idea to, in a residential neighborhood, at midnight, to go outside and then just start shooting firearms out the door.
Bullet firearms, yes.
To which the police were called, I guess, squads everywhere.
You start hearing some guns go off,
But we didn't know. No one knew except the guys involved in it, right? So we're sitting there, and he went on for like 10, 12 minutes. We're like, what in the world is he talking about? So he finally switches gear. We got Dallas. All right, let's move past this. So the thing ends, and then we get into the hallway. We couldn't even wait to get down to the locker room. And we're, by the coach's offices, and we're like, what the heck? What was that about? Sybil is losing his mind. And they tell the story. Yeah, Teague shooting off their guns in the middle of a residential neighborhood. SWAT team was called.
I'm thinking all of you thought it was something you did but couldn't remember.
Yeah, I was about to say, you had to be excited because now you weren't getting yelled at.
We were, we chuckled a little bit. We thought it was a good story.
I'm a certain partner.
It was, and we still, when we get together today, someone will bring it up. Hey, before I talk about the Cowboys, I want to talk about the effing Cowboys.
The most famous Cowboys have nothing to do with the Cowboys.
No. Wow. And we lost that next week.
Yes, I do remember that.
Recall that.
Yeah.
I recall it. I mean, yeah. All your playoff games in Dallas ended in heartbreak.
Yeah, there's a handful. Oh, gosh. There's a good one, but I really can't.
I can't.
This one takes the cake, but I got to get clearance from Clarence.
What if we just change names? Don't name any actual.
Frank. No, it involves Frank.
Change your name. We're involved this guy for sure.
Yeah, let's change names. Instead of Frank, use Bill. And instead of Brett, use
Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
Oh my God, this one was so good.
Oh, come on.
I love him so much.
You can, how are they going to find out that you talked
about
it?
So no one's allowed to be on the PA system as a player in the building anywhere.
It's a good idea.
Your name is not allowed to come over the PA system. That is, out of list of 100, that's number 2. That's a no-no. So you'd be anywhere in the building, you'd hear, Ron Wolf dial 0, Ron Wolf dial 0. Jerry Perrins dial 7169. Jerry Perrin, 7169. And it's in the team meeting room too, right? So you just tune it out,
yeah.
Right?
Because
yeah.
So, it's not for you.
Middle of the season, we're in the meeting room, and Holmgren's about halfway in, and over the PA goes, Frank Winters dial 0, Frank Winters. In everyone's head in the meeting room, except Holmgren, who didn't miss a beat, goes, turns over the shoulder and looks at Frank.
How is this happening?
That's all I'm saying. That's it. But it was like, ooh.
So did you ever know how?
Know what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what happened.
What happened? You can't have your name mentioned.
I know what happened. I've heard this story before.
Me too. Yeah. I just remembered it.
Okay.
Wait, so if getting your name over the PA system
it's the only time,
was number
it's
two.
It's only time in 9 years I've ever heard a player's name come over there.
So wait a minute. So the second worst thing that could happen as a player, is hearing your name over, and it only happened once. What's number one on that list? What is the absolute worst thing?
Chris Jackie's rumor.
No, I thought it was going to be not being nice to Mike Holmgren's wife. That can cost you a Super Bowl.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
Oh.
That's family, too.
What'd you say?
All right. Aaron Jones is going to be joining us next here. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So, Rob Domofsky yesterday reported that the three names that he had heard
What do you mean?
I did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Snap, Rodgers, give Jones, cuts it back, left to the end zone, touchdown! Aaron Jones on a 1 yard touchdown run, his fourth touchdown of the night.
Joining us now is the man who is at the center of that highlight, Packers running back Aaron Jones. It is the 10 Days of Hope with Aaron Jones, presented by Aaron's, and Aaron joins us now. Aaron, first of all, thank you so much for the time, and what made you want to be involved with the 10 Days of Hope to benefit the Star Children's Fund?
I'm just amazed at the families, what they face, the difficult circumstances, and every single one of them has found the strength and spirit to rise up and continue to fight. You know, as like you just said, we're going through some adversity, they're going through adversity, and you just continue to fight. You're always there for your family, their children, and life.
Aaron, when we won the Super Bowl back in 96 and people ask me about that team, the one thing I tell them, it's not so much that we won the Super Bowl, it was the group of guys and the closeness that we had as that team, because it is such a long season. That's what made winning in 96 so special. Do you guys have that feeling? I mean, that closeness with this year's team?
Yes, sir, we do. We feel like when teams are player-led, they're a closer-knit group. The chemistry is everything. You know, when you're out there, you have to rely on your brothers to get their job done, and they're relying on you to get your job done. Everybody when they're one-on-one battle. So it is a lot of that, and I do feel like the teams that are closer always make it further.
Talking with Aaron Jones. Again, Aaron Jones participating in the 10 Days of Hope presented by Aaron. Starting on Monday, you can go to 10daysofhope.org and learn about the stories of 10 different families who have been affected by pediatric cancer. Again, that website is 10daysofhope.org, as we'll be sharing 10 different stories throughout the course of the next couple of weeks. I got to know something, Aaron, though, because I see it all the time. And I'm not going to lie, it looks awesome. But what's the inspiration behind the sombrero? Like, where did the sombrero come from, and why is it a part of the game day attire that you like to wear to the stadium?
So the sombrero, it started, we were going back to Texas to play in Dallas my rookie year, and it kind of started as a bet, like, hey, you gonna wear a sombrero? I'm like, yeah, well, it's like I'm going back home. Like, I have a whole bunch of sombreros at home. I've like, it's a part of my culture, the culture that I grew up in. So I was like, you know what? I will wear one. And I didn't get a chance to go back home to El Paso, so I had to go buy one from Party City, and it was like a little cheap black and silver one that I wore that game. And I had a great game, and a Packers fan reached out to me named Senior Cheese, and he was like, hey, do you want a real sombrero? And I was like, yeah. You know, I wasn't going to have a chance to go back to El Paso and get my own. So he sent me a sweet Packer color, green and gold one, and I have been wearing it ever since. I started wearing it on game day. And it was just a way to show where I'm from, represent the culture that I grew up in and the people who support me.
Aaron, that is an awesome story and awesome that a fan would do that for you. But how do you not laugh every time you tell that story when the guy's name is Senior Cheesehead?
he's a true Packer fan. That's what you'll learn when you play for the Packers. There's some true, dedicated, loving fans, and that's one of the best things about playing here.
Aaron, I mentioned back when I played, but it's such a long season. We had a group of pranksters, mainly Brett and Leroy Butler were the pranksters on our team. Brett would put the red hot in the jock strap, or Leroy would fill the helmet full of water and stick it in the freezer. Who are the pranksters on this year's Packer team?
The pranksters, I would have to go with probably MVS, Preston. A-Rod is definitely a prankster. I think he's the best prankster, if you ask me. I've seen him prank some people.
Has he ever gotten you?
Have you ever gotten pranked?
They've gotten me like lightly. We have these name tags on our seats on the plane, and so when we're getting off, I get off the plane, get on the bus, get back to my hotel, and I turn. And I look in the mirror, and A-Rod has stuck his name tag on me, and I've had it on for about 3 or 4 hours on the back of my jacket, walking around everywhere with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm on my back.
Talking with Aaron Jones, again, the 10 Days of Hope beginning on Monday. We can go to 10daysofhope.org. It's presented by Aaron's. You also bought some Packers stock, Aaron. Why did you decide that you wanted to become a Green Bay Packers owner and be part of the stock offering that happened last month?
I think it's a pretty special thing that they offer. You know, how many people get a chance to own a part of an NFL team, and especially one that they play for? So I want to be one of the few players to say I'm self-employed. and I'm a business partner of the people.
How's the knee, Aaron?
The knee is good. Healing back up. Made it out of the game safely, healthy, everything. So that was a blessing. I was just happy to be back out there.
What are you guys looking for in terms for the offense to really click like it did in 2020 for the last five games of the regular season coming out of the bye?
I think it's situational football. Just executing on in the red zone and on third down. You know, both of those are like money situations on third down that extends drives in the red zone. We call it the gold zone. You put up points, and I think that'll help us.
Aaron, I feel like yesterday a lot of focus went to a different Aaron on your team because it was Aaron Rodgers' birthday. It was also your birthday yesterday. Did you do anything special to celebrate the your 27th?
I flew back to Green Bay with my son and my sister and my niece. We met. My mom was still here, so we just met her, and I had some other family here, and we went to eat at Nakashima, where they cook in front of you. Hibachi is one of my favorite, and just enjoyed the day with them.
Aaron, before we let you go, because it is the 10 Days of Hope, again, starting on Monday, you can go to 10daysofhope.org, start learning more about the 10 families who are sharing their stories this holiday season with the Star Children's Fund. It's all presented by Aaron's. I did the interviews with these 10 families, and the one thing I always wanted to ask, because it is the 10 Days of Hope, do you have a message of hope you'd want to pass along to those 10 families or any other family that's dealing with pediatric cancer?
I would want to tell them to just continue to fight. Pediatric cancer is heavy with these kids and families and they who are facing this, but they're continuing to fight. So let's do everything in our power to support them. And pediatric is so close, so dear to my heart because, you know, these are children. I have a child. I have a niece of my own, and I couldn't imagine them going through that at that age. So I want to be a resource, and I want to be someone who can be there and just put a smile on their face.
Aaron, we certainly appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being part of the 10 Days of Hope this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Again, Aaron Jones, Packers running back, joining us. It's the 10 Days of Hope. Aaron Jones' 10 Days of Hope, presented by Aaron's. Check out 10daysofhope.org coming up later. Later this month. It starts next week on Monday. We'll be sharing stories here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy of 10 different families in Wisconsin who have been affected by pediatric cancer. Right now with Windows Select, buy one window, get one free with no payments for an entire year. That's right. Buy one window, get one free, no payments for an entire year, plus free home estimates. Get your price today or call 262-703-3500. Visit windowselect.com. The great part about Windows Select is that they are a local Wisconsin-based company. They want to be involved in the community. That's why they're a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, and they want you to experience great things happening in the community, like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra holiday tradition. You want to check it out when they're at Fiserv Forum, and if you have Window Select out to your house for a free home estimate, you don't even have to purchase anything. You get two free tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, along with buy one window, get one free with no payments for an entire year. Check them out online at windowselect.com or call today to get that free home estimate, 262-703-3500. All right, so we can still have a little bit of show left over, and I've got a question for you guys. Because, and maybe it's a little bit different for you, Chewy, because you did a non-traditional Thanksgiving, but we're a little more than a week past Thanksgiving now. Are there any leftovers still in your refrigerator? Like, what's the last leftover that was standing in the fridge after Thanksgiving?
Probably the trio turkey, mashed potato, gravy. Right?
I mean, is that for you?
Know.
You didn't have that. I mean, what was it?
No, that's usually the last thing to go, though, right?
I feel like the mashed potatoes go pretty quick. If I got mashed potatoes in my fridge... Yeah, those are going to be consumed.
I do not use mashed potatoes.
You're what?
I do not eat mashed potatoes.
Why?
Did you just call them used? Wait, did you just call them used mashed potatoes?
Yes,
instead of leftover mashed potatoes?
Yes. Do you call all your food that are leftovers used?
No, just mashed potatoes.
Can you please for now?
Why? Why? The two.
Because I eat only one version. That's the version my mom made. I've never tried any other mashed potatoes, maybe once. And I didn't eat my wife's until she learned my mom's recipe. And so the one day each year we get them is on Thanksgiving.
So what separates them from normal mashed potatoes?
I think you'd have to ask, one, never had a lump ever. There's no smallest lump mm-hmm. ever. She used a lot of pepper, and that apparently made them taste a little bit different. And I don't know, milk, what I don't know exactly what it is. You have to ask my wife. But so since I eat no others, I eat as much as I want, and they're not the...
No, they're not. You can't, Ashton, and you can't get mashed potatoes to... when they're originally made.
There you go. Because they're used.
I mean, but most things you're not going to because they're used.
No, some
like
things are better.
The used is a bad word, but I like it.
They were
eaten by somebody else, and I'm not going to eat them.
Okay, but some things are better as leftovers than when they're originally cooked. Yes.
Okay, you tell me what it
is. Soups are better.
No. Soups are
they
better.
They
got
to do their thing.
They are for you. No. What do you mean they got it? This is great. Your defense of it. You have no defense other than that you think it. How can it be better than when it was originally made? Because if it was better, then you would make it the way you'd make it after it's.
For example, the best.
Used.
I mean, my fiance made lasagna that was delicious earlier this week. And because it's just the two of us in the house, we have plenty of leftovers. And it heats up fine. It's fine. But it doesn't get to the level that it was when it first came out of that oven.
I don't know. When it sets, it's got to set a little bit. Because when you cut into a lasagna, if you don't let it set, Ash, you got my back?
Yeah, you got to let it set.
Yeah, I do for the most part.
Right?
Yeah, you got to let it set, but you don't want it setting in the refrigerator.
Soups are definitely better. Chef Ed, help me out here.
Soup sucks.
What?
Soup's terrible.
Yeah.
You know what soup would
Ashton's
be great
just
anti-soup. Today?
Then you haven't had great soup. You have great soup. You can't say
what's
that.
Your fave?
My wife makes spectacular soups. She has beef, vegetable, chicken. I've always said she should sell them, but I'm a bad choice because I have a palate of a 10-year-old, so I'm not sure that would work well for the business.
Sounds familiar.
Will the Entouch coming up next, right here on 94.5 ESPN.